Hey everybody, it's 7 o'clock. Time to call to order the March 18th Town of Discovery Bay regular board meeting. If you could all stand up and ask Monica to lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Director Belter, who is absent.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is the time for public comments for anyone online or in the audience that wishes to address the board about anything not on tonight's agenda. Do we have anyone online that's raising their hand to make a public comment?
Yes, there's a hand raised.
Well, whoever's online, do you have a name?
It's Kirk Lawrence.
Oh, Kirk, go ahead.
Hey guys, how do you hear me?
We hear you.
Excellent. I just wanted to say somebody once recently said that I was the town's biggest critic, and I just want you guys to know that I'm not doing this just to be mean. When I criticize things, I see it as constructive criticism. I'm trying to help the town be better at what it's doing, and that's my only motivation. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Kirk. Anyone else online?
No other hands are raised.
Anyone in the audience that wants to make a public comment?
I'm Don Flynn. I just was looking at the pool earlier today, and I'm curious about, it doesn't look like it's ready to go or it's doing very well right now. Is there any update that can be given? Are there any reports that are available to tell us when the pool is going to be open and how it's doing? I'll take my answer off the air.
If you stick around to the end,
we can't respond back.
Yeah, we can't go back and forth. We can listen to what you say. It's just the Brown Act. That's
if you stick around to the end, our landscape manager can really happy probably give you a quick little update. Do we have any other public comments? All right, then we'll close public comments and I'll move to the consent calendar. Do we have any items for discussion?
Make a motion to accept the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Aye.
Director Porter.
Aye.
Vice President Graves.
Aye.
President Gutteau.
Aye. We'll move forward. Presentations.
Yeah, so tonight I have something wonderful to share with you. It's a resolution 2026-02, resolution of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay, a California Community Services District, recognizes the last full week of March as Government Financial Professionals Week. Whereas the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers is the state's leading professional organization dedicated to promoting excellence and recognizing professionalism in financial management for California's local governments. And whereas government finance professionals serve cities, counties, and special districts throughout California by ensuring transparency, accountability, and the responsibility stewardship of public funds entrusted to them by the communities they serve. And whereas the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District finance professionals play a vital role in supporting the district's mission by managing public resources, maintaining accurate financial records, prepping annual reports and budgets and financial reports, administering utility billing and enterprise funds, and ensuring the district remains fiscally responsible and sustainable. And whereas these professionals ensure compliance with complex state and federal regulations, governmental accounting standards, and voter-approved requirements such as Proposition 13, Proposition 218, and the GAN appropriations limit. And whereas finance professionals often work behind the scenes to provide the Board of Directors, staff, and the public with reliable financial information that supports sound policy decisions, long-term financial planning, and the continued fiscal stability of the district. And whereas recognized Government Finance Professional Week provides the opportunity to highlight dedication, integrity, professionalism of these individuals, and to acknowledge their important contributions to the residents and ratepayers of Discovery Bay. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District hereby proclaims the last full week of March each year as Government Financial Professionals Week, and encourages residents to recognize and appreciate the hard work, expertise, and commitment to the finance professionals who support the financial health and responsibility of management of the district's funds. Passed and adopted this day, 18th day of March, 2026.
So wonderful. That's great. Congratulations to the staff, Margaret, everyone who made this such a success.
That's awesome.
It is.
That's it. Thank you.
And actually, I'm a little remiss here. I apologize. I wanted to mention something earlier before we got going, and then, like lots of things, it's easy to forget stuff, but we want to actually recognize Director Porter, who was recently recognized by the state of California, receiving, is it Woman of the Year, or?
Which District 11.
District 11, that's fantastic, and I wanted to mention that earlier, and I forgot, so I apologize, and I think you deserve a round of applause and
recognition.
So
she received this wonderful award after being diagnosed with MS in 2022. She has worked tirelessly fundraising for a cure and increasing awareness all over. She's going to Washington, D.C. this weekend. And so Woman of the Year, that's kind of a huge deal. So, and she also has a fabulous husband, Greg, who is not here tonight. So we couldn't say anything. But in light of this, thought it was only appropriate that you have a crown. So congratulations, Woman of the Year.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley.
Again, I apologize. I wanted to do it before the meeting started, but...
I was
better late than ever.
In a room with very, very many more amazing women than myself. So it was an honor to be a part of that. And so thank you.
And it was awesome. You got to meet our governor and tell him what you really think about.
I didn't get to meet our governor, unfortunately. I did get to meet a lot of our legislators. And, you know, Lori Wilson is our district representative. Mm-hmm. And so it was an honor to be nominated because there was a lot of, like I said, other really amazing people and really amazing people in our district that have done some great things.
Well, again, congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we'll move forward to Veolia. Jeff, your first presentation.
Yeah, you guys are pressure's on. That.
Welcome to the jungle.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, yeah, so our safety this month was hydration, flash training, sleep, your attitude at work flu, yeah, the regular spring stuff. Let's see, all our water plants are slowly picking up the usage. Still have the same wells or filters offline. Well, 5 is officially off.
Hey, Jeff, are filters A and C going to stay offline until we replace them with another filter?
Well, C is. A, we're working to, because it's kind of mudballing, so it's kind of...
We're not paying for new media in C.
Until we replace with filter 2. Yeah. I don't know if it's me or the delay. All right, so for February, our flows kicked up a little bit more for Willow, but they're still pretty low. We started doing the hydrant flushing, valve exercising, everything on the Newport side. So we're planning on getting that done first half of this year. Lead and copper's next year. All our lift stations are active. For the wastewater plant, flow stayed steady. We're starting to pick up more in the belt press. So we're having to waste more because it's getting more active because of the heat. All our numbers are still pretty low. Process is working good.
What does the heat do for the our numbers?
It makes it more active, just the biological bugs.
And it's just a matter of then our people just very, or measuring and monitoring those numbers and
yeah.
Within certain parameters.
If it gets warm, yeah, they multiply faster, so we got to waste more, and then we had to run the belt press more because of that. So everything kind of gets ran a little bit more when it's hotter.
Hey, Jeff, how long ago do we put the denitrification basins in?
2 years?
A couple, 3 years?
3 years? I think it was the end of, or middle of 20.
About 3 years, Aaron?
Yes.
And that number stand dead level in it, like 5.5 to 6.0?
Yeah, well, I mean, we control kind of the balancing of that. So, I mean, we speed it up to get that number down or, you know.
That's great that it's effective. It's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though it was an unfunded mandate. It's doing what it was intended to do, which is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it dropped it down from 30-something to that. So we also started the lift station cleanouts and the SLRAT this quarter, and we're also doing the Newport side for that, too. Painting and labeling, we've got just a little bit more to finish. And then our hauling, our biosolids at the end of the year. I think that's the last one.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Great. Now then moving on, we'll discuss the lap fee. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. So we wanted to talk about adopting a fee for lap swimming going forward. So in previous years, the community center has provided a designated adult lap swim time scheduled between our swim lessons, water aerobics, and recreational swimming. The time has always been dedicated for individuals specifically for lap swim and fitness activities. Historically, participation has been limited to people 18 years and older. They were required to sign a waiver acknowledging that we had no lifeguard on duty. Therefore, that's why there was no fee for that service. It's been offered at no cost. And during the 2025 season, we keep stats on everything. So we had recorded that 815 times residents came and utilized the pool. So to help offset rising operational and maintenance costs associated with running a pool, we're recommending implementing a modest $5 per person entry fee each day that you come to lap swim. So based on those numbers, we're estimating that that could be approximately $4,000 of revenue for the community center, which previously would have been $0. So the proposed updates would be participants must be 15 years and older, of course, following all rules that and policies that are in place. It will be limited to lap swim and personal fitness activities only, not recreational use. They must adhere again to all rules, and there will be a lifeguard on duty for this because of the fee. We did some kind of pooled the other areas just to see what our neighboring cities are doing. Brentwood does offer a lap swim Monday through Friday at 2-hour sessions at $5 a person, ages 15 and up. Antioch is Tuesday and Thursday only for an hour and a half, and they charge $14 at ages 16 and up. And Oakley doesn't have, they use BFAC, which is the Brentwood Family Aquatic Center. I do want to add that although we'll be having lifeguards now, there is no additional expense to the town, because what we've always done is in between, we may have water aerobics and then swim lessons, which have lifeguards. Our lifeguards are already here. They're doing what we call secondary duties. So instead of having them perhaps scrub the pool one person, we would take that person and put them on the deck to lifeguard. So we're hoping that that would bring in, like I said, approximately $4,000 in additional revenue. So staff is recommending to adopt a fee for lap swimming effective this year, 2026. Is there any questions?
And just for clarification, we charge a use fee for all other aspects of the pool, correct?
Everything else is charged.
So basically, we're just closing a loophole that this is the one element that we didn't have a use fee for.
That's correct.
And do you know off the top of your head, I'm sure you love these questions. I mean, our costs have increased significantly the last couple of years. Any idea what percentage they've gone up between just the use of the pool, chlorine?
Well, the price of chlorine and acid has gone up.
It was like, I think it's something like 69 cents, and now it's up to $2 and something. Wow. Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, substantial.
It's a lot. And with this heat and as much as that burns off, and we and that's buying it in bulk, it's quite expensive.
Electricity is went up about 10% as well. So,
are we, when are we going to be opening up the pool to do that? How do we have like the heating stuff? So what's the range of when?
Well, traditionally the pool would open in May, depending on weather.
Do you see the pool being open about the same hours this year as they were last year's for this activity?
It might be about an hour. Last year we were open for 4 hours for lap swimming. If we bring in, which we're hoping, our goal is always to continue adding swim lessons, and every year we've been able to do that. That's a great, every kid out here and adult needs to know how to swim. So I don't have, you know, everything figured out quite yet, but probably 3 to 4 hours.
So it won't be significantly reduced? Or
No.
So if they come in for lap swimming in the morning and then come again in the afternoon?
No, it's just, we just have it once a day, because then we open for rec swim. And as soon as rec swim closes, we do swim lessons again in the evening.
Okay.
So the pool is utilized from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Okay. Thank you.
So just in case we see a drop in people coming, that usually would come to lap swim due to the $5, but dropping the age, which I think is great myself, because it'll give kids that don't have access to more to do. But with a $5 fee, it should possibly even out. I mean, we wouldn't, as far as the number of people.
You know, the numbers may drop a little, because we have, you know, we did have people kind of just come to use the pool as they should when it's recreational swim, because they were 18 and older, which is not what it's intended for. It is intended for those that want to lap swim to have those lanes to lap swim.
Okay.
Let's open up to public comments. Is there anyone online that wants to address this issue?
No hands are raised.
Maybe you
don't. I know Kirk's a lap swimmer.
Yep, I'm a lap swimmer. I am eternally grateful for the freebies that we've had for the last couple of years. It's been great. I love going out and swimming in sunshine, getting some vitamin E or D or whatever you get with sunshine. It's been great. I'm a lap swimmer because I have a condition where that's basically the only cardio that I can do. And when it's in the off season, I pay, Delta Valley Health Club, $65 a month, to swim there. And they're open from like 5 a.m. till late in the evening. And it's not as nice, but it's always there and available for me. So the thought of, paying $5 more in addition to what I'm already paying, well, I don't know. I think I will probably use it a lot less. It's more convenient for me. It's nicer, but frequently this is a data point of one, okay? But there, I see other people over at the health club who are also frequent users of the pool, so maybe more than one. So it's I pair it with errands, and so I would expect that I will use it less, and I expect a lot of other people will use it less as well. So I think the 4K is going to be a bit high on revenue. So yeah, I think you can definitely expect less numbers. I guess that's my feedback. I mean, I would prefer to have it free. I would prefer to have it available if I'm paying for it more often, because we go into this Tuesday, Wednesday schedule during the week at some point, which is really not conducive to great lap swimming. So if it were more available, yeah, maybe I might use it more. That's my feedback. Thank you.
Thanks, Kirk. Do we have anyone else online that wants to make a public comment?
No more hands are raised.
I liked how it told me that his hand was raised. Anyone in the audience that wishes to make a public comment?
Yeah. So I'm a frequent lap swimmer. I've also taken swim lessons. So I feel like I've used the pool and I understand the process. And we're looking at a lot fewer hours, I think. There aren't what I've seen. And I think it's worth my point, I think it's worth the board looking into the details a little bit more. The cost for the lifeguards is going to be higher. You have to have three lifeguards on duty during an hour so they can rotate in their 15-minute shifts. And we're talking about 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day, added 5 days a week. That is much more. And I don't even know if there's enough. I mean, I don't see evidence in the presentation that there's been any investigation into whether or not we can cover those lifeguard hours. And we had a program that worked great. I'm not against paying for it. I'm not against it, just like the family swim pass or whatever it is. $50 for the season, lap swimming, in addition to, coming and using it recreationally. Or $100. I don't, whatever it is. But to change, it's not just talking about it recouping the cost, if that's what the problem is. If the problem is a lack of fairness and everybody ought to have to pay, make us pay. But it's changing the whole program that's being discussed. And the program works great. And we don't need lifeguards. That adds an expense. It's certainly not going to help recoup money. And I just think if it's worth thinking a little bit more about the reality of how many lifeguards, whether or not they can be staffed, and how much money. We don't even have that in the presentation, the cost. So there's, as far as voting on something, you don't have the information to vote, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any other public comments? I don't see any more public people. We'll bring it back to the board for either any more discussion or a motion.
I have one more question, Mark.
Yes.
So I have complete ignorance. I don't use the pool, so I'm not exactly sure how we charge and what the fee structure is. I know we voted on it, but I don't have a memory. So you can as a family pay for the season, is that correct?
That's correct. We offer a, you could pay $5 to come. You can buy a punch pass, which brings it down a little bit. And I don't have all those numbers here off the top of my head, or a season pass.
Would be this. If you were somebody that had bought access for the year, you bought a seasonal membership to use the pool with your family, would you then also still pay for lap pool?
That's something we can discuss. I would think that that could be all rolled into one.
Okay.
If you buy a season pass, that's for the pool. Your season pass is good for Flick and Float. So
Okay.
that would
I think that should
certainly.
be, I think, in my opinion, that should be, you've already paid for the
Correct.
pool. This is for people that don't have that membership that want to use the pool. So they also are paying some of the cost, their fair share of the cost. I hate to use that term even, but they're paying for the use of the pool like everybody else is, to be equitable with everybody.
Right. And I would like to clarify that, again, there is no additional. Our lifeguards are already here and being paid. This isn't an additional staffing time. They're already here doing their other duties.
Can you explain, are they here because they're doing morning sessions like swimming? What's causing them to be already here?
Yeah, because we finished swim lessons. And then we have what we call secondary duties. Then they stay on and they do the things that have to be done, checking the chemicals, sweeping the pool, cleaning things, preparing for lesson plan for the next swim lesson. By the time all that's done, then we roll into the rec swim, which we have lifeguards for. So they're already here. We're just going to utilize what they're doing differently.
So we're paying for that time.
Exactly.
Already.
You got it.
We're not adding to
There's
that time.
We are not.
Cost.
There is not.
As far as lifeguards go.
So what that's allowing us to do is open up the age bracket of it. So from 18 on, we're not necessarily required to have a lifeguard, but from 15 on.
Well, it's my understanding we weren't able to do that because we weren't charging with a lifeguard. So age or not, if we open it up by the age, allowing them to come in younger. And we do have a lot of the swim team. We had that happen this last year where kids would come and practice their strokes. So that, and they're not 18. So that would open that up. And then yes, we would have a lifeguard.
So that combination means they have to pay and have a lifeguard on duty?
Correct.
So if we had a lifeguard on duty and they don't have to pay, they still wouldn't be able to come and swim.
Wait,
sorry, I'm losing it somewhere.
No, that's okay.
We have a lifeguard, 15 and under can come.
Correct.
Okay.
If we charge, we have to have a lifeguard.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Any more discussion? Well, then, if someone wants to make a motion, I'll just mention that the Park and Recs Committee did talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, again, this is, in our mind, they're just closing the loop because this was the only segment that was not paying. I do like the idea, though, possibly opening it up to the season pass holders and all-encompass type mm-hmm. deal. Mm-hmm. But regardless, I mean, this potential loophole still needs to be resolved, and then you could still come back later like, hey.
Yeah, and that's... We would, I'm sure, treat it as we, like I said, as we do flick and float. It's part, if you buy a season pass, it includes, the only thing it wouldn't include would be the water aerobics, which is a separate paid class with that instructor.
So if they're swimming laps, they can come and buy a season pass and use that instead of paying $5 a day.
Exactly.
Okay,
and then you can come on the weekends. You can come, you know, during rec swim, flick and float, lap swim.
Which is the season pass?
That's what I was saying. I don't remember.
Right.
Well, you guys want to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we adopt the fee for the lap swimming effective April 1st.
I'll second. Can we get a roll call, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Vice President Graves.
Aye.
President Couteau.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good update. Manager's report. Stephen. Assistant Manager's report.
Yes. I'll be fairly brief. I just wanted to give the board an update. I know Margaret's online if she needs to add anything as well, but we did want to let you all know that beginning next month, the utility billing is going to have some changes, and so utility bills will look different. Doesn't affect anybody's payment, auto pay, all those things are remaining the same. Right now, the only difference will be the design and the actual look of the bill if you receive that in the mail every month, and then a new account number. And this is driven by the fact that we've changed our financial services, the software that we use internally as staff. and the vendors that we're using. So they had to transition to new account numbers. And really, I wanted to emphasize the communications piece so that you all know what we're doing to inform residents. So we've put that already on all of our social media platforms. It'll go out in this month's edition of the newsletter. That'll go out probably sometime next week for folks to see the changes. And then we also included an insert in everybody's bill that went out. Many of you might have received those that was on yellow paper, nice and bright. You couldn't miss it. It explained those changes and then actually had a sample bill on the backside so you could see exactly what those new bills would look like beginning in April. So for the public, anybody that's listening, and so you guys know that's a change that's coming next month that we're kind of aggressively communicating. So happy to answer any questions.
It's a related but not directly related question, and that is how do you, so I get my bill both by mail and by email, and I don't need it by mail, and all it's doing is costing the town money. How do I stop getting my?
If I would say call the office, I can take that back as, you know, I can do, but if the member of the public needed to do the same thing, call our office. And
it's
we
not you can go online and do like PG&E.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. But our staff is happy to
not to have my bill mailed to me anymore. Just on the record, reported. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right.
Oh. Yeah, I got mine too, and I read it. It was actually, you know, it said I don't need to make any changes to my automatic withdrawal. Is that going to be forever or just temporary?
So, and I think we did put in there, staff is looking and we're exploring different vendors and different merchants that might work better and might, you know, be integrated down the road for payments and auto payment. But as of right now, if you have auto pay set up through Express Bill Pay, you do not need to change that at all. It'll
you know,
continue
as normal. It's going to be a nightmare. You got to everyone. 6,000 homes have to change their ACH.
We have a plan.
I mean, we had to do with 122 homes. It was a nightmare.
What percentage is on the auto pay? Do you, I guess?
No, I can't guess.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
We could get that information, but off the top of my head, I wouldn't know either.
Percentage, but I would hope that everybody that's on auto pay would stop receiving the paper.
The last time I think I looked, it was probably about 700, 800 people. So
that's it.
Yeah, and not a ton, but yeah.
And we include that in our communications too, that Express Bill Pay is an option, and we try to encourage folks when they call in to pay. Our customer service staff is always reminding them that they can, you know, go and set. So we try to get folks to sign up when we can. But all right.
Okay. Thank you. Good update.
Thank you.
Oh, someone wants to make a public comment. I apologize.
This is Leonard. Want to say something? Hi. How does this affect our access to Ion water?
Yeah, you can make a comment.
He may have been waiting. I don't know. He may have been waiting from before. I don't know.
Go ahead, Leonard.
Can you hear me now? I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm doing something.
We hear you.
How does the change in account numbers affect our access to Ion water?
Yeah, there's no change for the folks that utilize Ion water. That transition from account numbers will happen automatically on the back end. Shouldn't affect anything.
I'm sure if you argue any changes, we'll be sending correspondence out. All right, do we have any general manager report?
Not this evening.
Any regional manager report, correspondence, legal, future agenda items? All right, well, hearing none, 7:34, we are adjourned.